Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Here we go. We're going to do a little combat pistol craft with, the master of combat pistol craft, in my opinion. And that would be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you getting along?
I'm getting along. I'm going to try one thing one more time, and I want to lead off with this. Now, two people were very instrumental in getting me to take a second look at Glock, and that was Dave and Steve Fisher.
Right.
And with the ascendance of one model of Glock that was out there, I finally found one that I could be completely happy with all the time as far as the form factor, which was the Glock 45, the G45, the 9mm with the Glock 19 link slide and the Glock 17 length grip. Which is a gun that you carry, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to give it one more shot.
Okay, you'll be excited to hear this then.
Oh.
Timney, if you're familiar with Timney Triggers.
Yes.
Has come out with their Glock trigger. And as I was told and currently understand, I haven't confirmed or denied this yet, but it is the first and only trigger group that Glock acts off on or supports being used in the gun. So it's kind of like, there's nothing OEM about it. It's so mechanically different. It's cool. You know what I mean? He cracked the code on it first time out of the box, out of the gate. And evidently, the initial feedback on the trigger group itself, it's basically going to change the way people look at and shoot Glocks from here on out.
Now, what's going to be different about this trigger? Because, you know, my problem with the Glock is even though the Gen 5 is a better trigger, my problem with Glock is the grip angle, which causes the trigger to be a little further away, and I'm pushing it when I try to reach around it.
That's just a function of, you're going to have to adjust your primary gun hand. You know, your primary gun hand interface with a pistol needs to support trigger finger placement. Remember, we talked about that before.
Yes.
Instead of gripping the pistol first or trying to establish your firing grip first and then place your finger on the trigger in a controlled manner, you know, make sure the pistol's unloaded and cleared, slide forward, control the pistol with your non-firing hand, and place your finger on the trigger first, and then roll your gun hand in onto the frame or the grip and find where that is on the pistol with your hand. That makes sense in respect to where your finger is in respect to being set up for success to press the trigger clean and straight to the rear.
No torquing. If I locate the gun where I think I'm going to find it, I may call you up and see when you're going to be in town where you live, and I may have to get in the car, and I may have to, instead of you telling me how to do this, I may have to come down and let you show me.
Okay, well, dig this, man. Here's actually what you need to do. Your grip, you need to, it's actually funny we're talking about this because I figured something out in respect to how best to describe what you're actually doing with the pistol in your hand. And if you're not firing it, you should be controlling it. Well, not only physically controlling it, but applying muscle awareness at the same time, maintaining positive physical control. And I was like, how many different ways are there to control the pistol? How many different ways do you need to know how to control the pistol when you're not firing it? For example, performing a slide lock load, any kind of loading, tack loading, action loading, how do you physically function the controls when you're using both hands on the gun or with the pistol in your right hand or the pistol in your left hand? And even then, that's not going to be the same. You understand what I mean?
I do.
If you step back and take a look at what you're actually trying to accomplish, is it really that big of a deal? I don't know. I just like to give people options and to look at and things to consider, because what it boils down to is no matter how you hold on to the gun, these four things have to happen. Whether you're using your control grip or, you know, like, for example, if you have the pistol in a ready position, let's just say you're using both hands on the gun with a pistol in position stool, center chest, muzzle down. Well, the moment you get positive threat recognition and make the decision to engage, the moment you decide to engage, you should be mounting the gun, thereby transitioning from your control grip on the gun into your firing grip. And prior to the gun actually going bang, and this is a timing-related issue, your firing grip has to be solid to allow for proper function because it's recoil-operated. It's got to be steady in support of aiming. Depending on, you know, whether you're using two hands, right hand or left hand only, you've got to be able to be centrally located enough where you can operate the pistol's controls. And the fourth point of interest is in line with the third point of interest, not only being able to operate the pistol's controls properly, but not interfere with the pistol's controls during the actual cycle of operation or the firing process. You see what I mean?
I do.
If you remember those four bullets, that's it, man. It doesn't matter. Because here's what I've learned over time. Based on, you know, an individual's physiology, the size of their hands, strength of their hands, forearms.
I tell you what, before you tell that, because we're coming up on the break, hold that up, and we'll review that, because I got a few other things concerning this I want to bring up. CombatSpeed.com is Dave's website. As he goes along, he's getting ready to start posting classes on that, and you know, Combat Speed LLC, being an alum of that particular school, I'm going to become one. And also, if you like a good guitar riff, go check out Dave's Facebook page, Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com. What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and he was supposed to start telling us a few things that we need to know when it comes to shooting a gun, gripping a gun, getting ready to let it rip. Would you like to pick that up there, sir?
Yeah, just a quick reinforcement of the four points of interest. In respect to your grip, this is what you should be evaluating your grip by. Is it solid? Is it steady to support aiming? You need to be able to, you know, comfortably function and operate the pistol's controls, but you should not physically interfere with the pistol controls during the cycle of operation or the actual firing process. Because, you know, the end result would be a shooter-induced malfunction. Because the point I was trying to make is, you know, what works for me may not work for you.
Right.
And, you know, if you're some cat with small hands, why am I showing you what I can do with my meat cleavers when it would be a physical impossibility for you to even try to mimic the same thing? It shouldn't work like that. You know what I mean? Give them what they need to know and understand, because they're going to have to possess a certain level of self-awareness to even begin to pay attention and analyze what they're actually doing when the gun's going bang.
Right.
You know what I mean? It takes
right.
A little bit of time and experience to learn how to do that. But it can be done in short order. You know, but you got to kind of know what the goal is, or know what it is you're trying to accomplish in order to understand and break out the requirements of what you're going to have to learn and know how to do in order to achieve the goal in the first place.
Well, and I think that's where the rub comes, doesn't it, for a student, is when they're trying to figure something out, unless they have that kind of analytical breakdown that they can bring to bear while trying to figure out what it is they're trying to do and how to correct it. That's what lacks in a lot of cases, and this is why we need to find a Dave Harrington out here to show us these things.
No, not find a Dave Harrington. Find me, the Dave Harrington. I'll make it right.
I have no doubt about that. I don't think there's more than one of you, Dave.
The fact of the matter is, I've been working on a new program, and I have a very aggressive approach to the program, because I labeled it as an advanced modern combat hang. I can't even get my thoughts straight. Advanced modern combat pistol program.
Right.
Well, what does that actually mean? Can mean anything I want it to mean, right?
Right.
So here's what I'm getting at. What I'm doing is, right up front, I have what I call an academics in brief. Okay?
Right.
To the best of my knowledge and experience and the things that I figured out and know to be true, I developed a 50-minute brief that accurately is organized and prioritized and delivered in a manner in which you don't really have time to take notes. You just need to pay attention and get it. But your dual task, the training participant is dual task to conduct their own self-analysis balanced against the information that I'm putting out. Because the way the information is going to be presented is the training participants will be in the receive mode, and the only person transmitting will be me. And hopefully the way it shakes out is by the time I give you the one over the world in respect to what it is you need to know and be able to do to become the action guy or action figure you want to be, I basically give you the key to the castle right up front, provide you an opportunity to do run your own self-analysis, take notes accordingly based on, you know, your strengths and your weaknesses, because what I've come to find out is most important. A lot of people take this for granted, but what is most important before you even commit to the task, you have to know and understand the moving parts and what that goal is going to require you to know and be able to do. And if you don't know and can't do, you need to, how steep is your learning curve going to be? Because the true balance point is, what is your life's balance in respect to the amount of time, energy, and resources that you can commit to training? But more importantly, the time, energy, and resources that are going to get chewed up practicing and rehearsing.
Yeah.
And, you know, therein lies the train wreck. I get a little chuckle out of this one, man. Check this out. I've had to learn how to take a compliment, you know, every once in a while. But it kind of, I don't know, dude, it's not that big of a deal because I should be good at what I do. It's because it is what I do. You know
right.
what I mean?
Well, do me a favor. Hang on, because I got a couple of questions about that as well.
Okay,
ComEdSpeed.com is the website. It is a work in progress, and Dave is getting ready to get out there and start running and gunning with students very shortly. Check out his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are introducing a bill that would pack the U.S. Supreme Court. They want to have 13 justices instead of 9. The effort being led by Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. As far as adding members to the Supreme Court, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
It dispenses with any pretense of principle. It's just a raw muscle play. It's like a hostile takeover of the court. And I don't really understand the political logic here, but what really concerns me is that this is really a test of principle for Democratic members.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the planned withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan is a welcome development. Pelosi saying Biden's plan is safe, strategic, and orderly. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate is cruising toward passage of a new hate crime bill that focuses on Asian Americans.
I was pleased the vote was so substantial, 92-6. Rarely do you see 92 senators agree to move forward with any piece of legislation.
Schumer speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, calling the bill a good example of bipartisan cooperation. The latest example of anti-Asian hate crime was a Black Lives Matter activist from Seattle has been arrested. Chris Hammer, who is black, was charged with allegedly attacking three Asian American women in two separate incidents back in March. Major League Baseball is commemorating Jackie Robinson Day. It comes on the anniversary of his historic MLB debut, breaking the league's color barrier. All teams will be wearing his number 42. Some teams, including the New York Mets, also honoring Robinson today at Citi Field. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the Reformation line, Providence, the militia line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about, I'm going to be picking up this Glock 45 again one more time. We haven't even gotten to the reasons for that yet, but let me ask you this. This is one question I've been dying to ask you, and I just never think to ask you. But when you were telling us, so is the big problem that any student has when they go to a class like yours, is that going to be if they don't know how to diagnose their issues and resolve them and get back on what they tried to learn with you, is that what you're going to try to teach them? Am I hearing this right? In order for them to diagnose a problem that might arise after they've taken a combat speed class?
Oh, wow, man. I'm not sure I hung with you on that one, dude.
You were talking about giving them...
Right at the end.
Yeah.
What I try to do, but I think I got your answer, bro.
Okay.
I guess in some respect, you're asking me what can people expect?
No.
Participating, right?
I don't think it's so much that. You were talking about how you diagnose what you're doing wrong with the gun. I've seen Steve Fisher do that.
Sure.
So that's not something that I've ever thought to do or try to break down and actually articulate that in my head. And where I think I see a lot of people make a mistake is when they go to a class and then they've taken the class and they're trying to retain and imitate everything they learned. And, you know, it's they're trying to cram an awful lot of technique and changes and everything into a day, 2 days, a few hours, whatever it is.
Right. Is, no, I understand that. But the let's talk about what is training, okay?
Okay.
If you're going to invest your hard-earned money and, you know, your time and your resources into a training gig, get what you pay for. However, it's on the trainer and based on, you know, what he's doing and why he's doing it and how many, you know, people he's doing it for, everything's got to balance out. What's the desired end state? What's the focus? If you're going to come to, like, if I were to run a comprehensive program, instead of getting ABC, you're going to get the whole alphabet. I'm going to expose you to everything that you not only want to know, but it's the stuff you don't even know you know to ask for. You're going to have a thorough working knowledge of how everything works. That's what that's the driving point of interest behind this program that I'm currently working on. I'm going to run a gig in Camden, Tennessee. James Yeager was kind enough to let me use his ranger facility and host me there for a gig. And that's where I'm basically based on my life's balance. I am going to do a live fire hot wash of the program with a training crew here in the next week, 10 days, something like that.
Right.
But I'm very excited about it, man, and, you know, it's a work in progress.
Do you drive to Camden from where you're at?
I'm going to this time, yes.
How long of a drive is that for you?
I want to say it's right at 12 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to split the trip. Take 2 days to get up there.
Yeah.
Drive 1 day and be there the next.
I think I'm done flying.
I don't know, man. I didn't even really consider flying this time because I drove up there the last time, and you know, because I daily chained a bunch of smaller gigs together. Plus, I was going to see my father and all that. Coming back on task, you. What else you got for me, man? You said you had a couple of questions. That was one of them. We shot that one down. What else you got?
Well, I mean, the reason I'm going to take another look at this is a bunch of reasons. I've got a bunch of holsters for the Glock. I'm very familiar with the Glock. I've got a bunch of magazines for the Glock.
Okay, but now you're coming off of what? What did you ever settle down on?
CZP-10.
Pardon me?
CZP-10.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But, you know, the biggest thing about the Glock is that the Glock is sort of like the AR, the 1911. It's sort of out there in the hinterworlds. It's sort of a ubiquitous platform, and if something bad were to happen, and we had to be running around doing all kinds of crazy things, I would probably be able to find things for Glocks out there more readily.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Glock dominates about, last I knew, was 80% of the world market.
Yeah.
If you're going to run into a blaster in some outback area, it would be probably a Glock. But the Timney trigger is supposed to change the game.
Now, is this going to be flat? Is it going to be curved?
Dude, just YouTube it, bro.
I'll check it out. Timney Glock trigger, I guess, right?
Yeah, Timney Glock trigger, yeah. But
now, there was a time, Dave, when I could take a Glock if it was made by one builder. If I could get my hands on an Agency Arms Glock, I could shoot that.
Okay.
And cool. It was because of the trigger.
Well, I get it, dude. But a Glock trigger is always going to be a Glock trigger until now.
Yeah.
Evidently, Timney has cracked the code. And I'm super interested in it. As a matter of fact, I'm so interested in it. I was told last night, and I ordered two of them, in the next 5 minutes. So I'm waiting for them to get here because I've got to do timeline rehearsals and stuff like that to get ready for the gig. And I want to break in these new triggers and get on top of them.
Gotcha. How are you doing for ammo? Did you have enough already stored up before
all
this?
That's a secret, dude.
Okay.
That's a secret. No information provided, man. No, I'm just joking. I actually have not been hurting for ammunition at all because I manage myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know what my consumption rates are, my annual consumption rates, and I manage all that, man. So I've not got hurt by the ammo shortage at all.
Well, let me get you to hang on one more time.
Roger that.
We are coming up on the break, and I'm going to find this Glock. And when I do, I'm going to go down to wherever Dave's at the particular time, or I'm going to wait till he's going to be where he normally is. And I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to film this because I'm going to need to refer to this later. But, I think I'm going to give it one more go before I finally toss it. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Super Dave Harrington, and we've been talking about two things, which I'm going to say this simply because I'm excited about it, but just in the interest of disclosure, I have no connection with Timney Triggers. I suppose you probably know some people there, but I don't think they do anything with you or for you.
I just bought them. Not right.
This is called the, if you want to go looking for this trigger, this is called the Alpha Competition Series, and they have them for generations 5, 3, let me see, I think it's 5, 3, 4, and 5. Yep, 3, 4, and 5. And on their website, it's a game changer, and it's a straight trigger. That's my thing. I like a straight trigger. I will. Well, if I find the gun, I'll order the trigger.
I can't wait to get them installed.
Yeah.
I've got quite a bit of gun work to do, and it'd be real nice to be able to do it and figure those triggers out.
Yeah.
As soon as possible. You know?
That is
one, man. What was the other one?
What was the other what? Question?
Point of interest.
Well, the point of interest, I've been looking at this stuff, and I mean, I used to watch this stuff all the time. Now I watch very little of it. But the other day I saw some videos with some instructors, and they're going through all these postures and all these other things. Like they'll set themselves up in a very close proximity to three targets with two on the left and right, one dead in center, And instead of doing what I would do, which would be to grab the guy on my left and sweep him in between me and the two other guys,
Why would you not just blast him, dude?
Well, I'd be blasting him while I'm pulling him into it.
I wouldn't waste time and energy, man. I'd just go to work.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd go to work the way these guys are going to work, Dave. I think you'd be much more practical about it.
I understand your point, man. And, you know, people need to understand, you should never underestimate the value of the visual impression. But when it comes to skill, you can rehearse any specific exercise till your eyes bleed and you're, you know, as doing it as quickly as possible, reflected by the lowest possible time on the clock. But what are you gaining from that? Yeah, it's a measure of skill, but that's not what I, that's kind of a canned action. It's got nothing to do with a reality-based decision-making process that you should be constantly, you know, looping on when you're working or, you know, out and about gunned up. I'll give you some, excuse me. I'll give you a simple example. 5-point contingency plan. Okay. If you're going to be situationally aware, you know, everybody's real big into situational awareness, and I am as well, supported 100%. But what about being tactically alert? You can be situationally aware and still get run over if you're not careful. But you need to be tactically alert as well. So how does that work? Well, if you're operating as a concealed carry person in a defensive mode, more of a defensive type scenario, as long as you're in line with your rules of engagement, several things have to happen. I'm running this continuous loop of detect, locate, and, you know, positively identify the threat. Then I'm going to have to make a decision in respect to, am I going to engage? Do I need to engage? Is there any reason I should? You go through that little psychosis and commit to the engagement. Well, what terrain are you in? Do you have the tactical advantage in respect to the terrain? Do you know where, you know, and have you evaluated available cover concealment respectively? And do you have an out? Do you have an escape route that you can just, it may be as simple as lay down a base of fire to break contact. And you don't just, I mean, there's a certain amount of, intuitive, you know, human instinct to survive that allows you to capitalize and do these things. But it's also a learned behavior to, consciously, you know, consider that just one of the baseline tasks your brain is fully capable of, you know, performing right along with everything else you're doing.
Right.
I'm just trying to put emphasis on people, you know, if you're going to start getting into conversations about situational awareness, go the extra, put the effort, extra effort and time into the aspect of being tactically alert as well. They should go hand in hand. You shouldn't be able to discuss one without discussing the other. What else you got?
Well, I guess this stuff that I see, though, with some of these guys that are out there.
Right.
When I see the technique that they're putting out there, I, you know, when I was in the military, they told us that they had taken the M16 down, as far as the instructional curricula, down to a sixth grade level.
Okay.
And, you know, with some people, with so many new gun owners out there today and all this other stuff, for me, that would be sort of confusing if I look at something and I'm like, oh, so I've got to jump over two bales of hay. Oh, I've got to be able to bend over and turn left and turn the gun sideways and hit the target accurately.
Right.
And
all that's going to be required of you.
Well,
in combat,
yeah.
I mean, you have to be prepared to answer the mail on all levels. See, that's the unique thing about gunfighting. The amount of knowledge and ability you bring to it, has not changed the responsibility, you know, in respect to the possible outcome. And that's just the way it is.
Right.
So, you know, and there is, if you look at it on a national level, as far as the amount of new gun owners and blah, 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 and statistical negligent incidents occurring, I don't know how you would be able to correlate. One, I don't know how you'd be able to collect the information in the first place, let alone correlate it all, and come up with like a percentage of, I don't really know how to describe what I want to say.
Nah.
Other than, I'll refer to the Ken Hackathorn 2% rule. Okay? Which is, no matter what you're doing, and this applies to any performance-oriented type endeavor. Some people, 2% rule, being 2% of the total that make the effort, have no business interacting with firearms whatsoever.
Hmm.
They just don't have what it takes.
Well, before we're running out of time here.
To do it safely.
Yeah, I understand. I've seen that. I have seen that. So.
Right.
In any event, we'll try to get back on schedule next week and get things back the way they were. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care and be safe.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, going to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.